This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending October 13th, 2017. Well, the first article is the IMF lists 9 banks to struggle with profitability. Some of them include Deutsche Bank, Citigroup, Barclays, a few Japanese institutions, the article continues, could struggle in coming years to remain sufficiently profitable. About a third of the banks by assets may struggle to achieve sustainable profitability, underscoring ongoing challenges and medium-term vulnerabilities, the IMF said at a meeting in Washington on Wednesday. So we know that there's a huge debt problem, and this continues, and it's interesting that the IMF is giving these yellow caution lights to everyone, something to pay attention to as the real economy continues to deteriorate and the banking sector is having issues. And a theme that we've done here in the weeklies has been the ongoing struggle for the auto industry. Another from Wolf Richter on Wolf Street. GM will lay off 1,500 more workers as its car sales plunge twice as fast as the rest of the industry. Often stated by me, as GM goes, so goes America. I think that's pretty viable statement, and I won't read the article to you, but they're considering canceling several models, and these include some of them, such as the Volt, not the Bolt, Buick LaCrosse, Cadillac CT6, and the Cadillac XTS, Chevrolet Impala, and the Chevrolet Sonic. This is, again, a theme that the economy physically is not doing that well, and the auto industry, which is subset to the housing industry, which means that housing industry is basically where we get out of a recession, a lot of new construction, that type of thing. The infrastructure we build out, we heard under the previous administration, this one as well, really hasn't manifested. And the physical economy continues to deteriorate. Even with a casual look, you can determine these things. It's rather obvious to those that are awake and aware that things are looking great in the stock market, but not so great in the physical reality. And a quick intermission. I've gotten a few people that have come to the website asking for the free report. There's actually 2 free reports. The first one is on this website that you see if you're looking at the video, richesinresources.com. Basically, just go to that URL, richesinresources.com. Give us a first name and your primary email address. Once you download the free report or put in your and verify your email that's valid, you will be able to access the report, 11-page report, just updated about a month ago. Moving on, as far as the overall economy, there has been a pullback in bond yields, and this is caused by profit taking in the banks, but the bond market still remains positive. Dollar continues to weaken, and this is boosting commodities, and it's interesting to note that the base metals ETFs are hitting new highs. Steel actually is leading the materials rally, and we're seeing Japan and Hong Kong stocks achieve bullish breakouts. So from a stock market perspective, things are looking very good. And from a real commodity perspective, the base metals ETFs hitting a new high is indicative of going back to things we need rather than things we want, which means the real economy is looking good on the commodity side right now. I'm going to move into the precious metals here early on this update for the week. This is from Reuters. Russian central bank may start buying gold on Moscow exchange. According to Reuters, October 10th, Russia's central bank may start buying gold for its official reserves on the Moscow exchange. 2 people familiar with the matter told Reuters. The Russian central bank is one of the world's largest holders of bullion, and the switch would boost currently low turnover in gold trading on the Moscow exchange, which only launched a precious metals market in 2013. Physical gold continues to move from west to east, and I don't expect this trend to end anytime soon. On that theme, I've been talking about the oil futures market based on the yuan, and also is that tied to gold or not? We put an article up, an interview by Rory Hall of the Daily Coin interviewing Alistair McLeod of goldmoney.com, and he explained it very, very well. And there is a follow on that we'll post today with Small Gold talking about what that interview entailed. And the bottom line is simply this: the reality of an oil exchange, futures exchange in yuan is reality. That is not a direct tie to gold, but Alistair does explain how it could be implemented to take gold from the market. So it's something, if you're interested in and really want the facts, I suggest highly that you go to our blog at themorganreport.com, find the blog at the top, pull it down in the display menu, and read the last two blogs dealing with this gold, oil, yuan situation. And this is from mining.com. This new method for getting gold from e-waste may be just what miners needed. This is one of our rather highly speculative situations we've had in the Morgan Report for some time. And we actually gave out the opportunity for everybody. I was trying to get as many people involved in this as I possibly could. We actually gave a one-time trial to the Morgan Report for $1. Had a ton of cancellations once they obtained the trading symbol on the stock. But nonetheless, this company continues to do quite well, and it is going to be, in my view, one of the big leaders in the industry. And just a comment here on Novo Gold, which is getting a lot of press and a lot of interest. Sprott put in, I think, another $7 million recently. And I'll probably do an article if I get around to it and get the time to talk about, is this better than Novo Gold? And what I would be writing is the fact that this e-waste situation with this company in our speculative portfolio actually would be a greater gold per share situation than you actually have in Novo projected or purportedly at this point in time. I'm not against Novo. I'm just trying to point out that this e-waste is a misunderstood and underfollowed area of gold and precious metals, and very few are aware of it. And I just want to make the weekly update or weekly perspective people aware of this opportunity. Moving on to the energy sector, one of the best, without a doubt, especially in my opinion and others, is Art Berman, who has written an article here on the 11th of October, higher oil prices are likely in early 2018. You can read the article, of course. Nonetheless, the point is that probably seen a low in oil for a while. And although all the fracking and everything that's going on and less demand, et cetera, oil still is the most important commodity on the planet, and nonetheless is going to be subject to ups and downs. Nonetheless, many are of the belief that we're in this oil glut for a very long time. I doubt it. I think that we're going to see, as Art Berman outlines in this article, that we will see an increase in the oil sector. So it's something to pay attention to, and it's something that you might consider investing in.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.